In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And God saw all that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Sometime within those first 6 days of creation, God created the angels. All were good. All were holy. All had their assigned purpose, position, and rank. But Lucifer rebelled against God, and there was war in heaven. There's always a cost to war. Destruction, devastation wrecked God's perfect order. The angels were divided. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels. Not, of course, with swords, for these are not corporal beings. But they fought with words. Rather than ascending into heaven to claim heaven as his own, Satan was cast out of heaven. Instead of taking the place of God, Satan became the opposite of God. God is love. Therefore, the devil is hatred, rage, and fury. He hates God. He hates men. He hates even his fellow demons, as they hate each other. But heaven now is at peace. The war is over. God won. Heaven rests. But not man, not the earth. The devil has brought this war down to us. It's costly and devastating, for war always is. The consequences are not simply altering borders, but the consequences bind men to an eternity of his fiery fate. The cosmic war is in the souls of men. The devil seeks to enslave men and to destroy the crowning jewel of God's creation with that fire of hell. As he led many angels astray, so he has also led the whole world astray. What he could not accomplish in heaven, he had accomplished on earth, at least for a moment. For Christ calls him the ruler of this world. He stole God's prized possession. So none is born good, none is holy, but all are born in league with the devil, destined for destruction, wicked and evil, for all are sinful from birth, sinful from the time of conception. At one time, we were among them. We were Satan's own possession. He owned us. He used us and abused us. Yet he did not love us, for there is no love in him, only hatred. At one time, all men worshipped the devil. The sacrifices, prayers, and worship of unbelievers is not given to God, but it is given to demons, St. Paul writes. The rule of Satan brings only pain and suffering and death, and we see that in the world around us today. But the Lord was jealous for his people. They remained his creation, loved by him. And so he thrust his beloved Son into the war. And he became man in the darkness when sin, death, and the devil reigned. The war is real. It's not some hyperbole like athletes speak of going into battle at a competition, or politicians speak of drastic consequences on a campaign trail. This is a real war with real suffering, real pain, and real death. The demonic strongman is fully armed, fit for battle, ready to strike down any and all who would try to attack. The devil's armor, his lies and death. He knows the scriptures would say, "The soul that sins shall die." So all men must die because all are sinful. And since Christ has taken on the sins of the world, Satan knows full well that he also must die. Gleefully, he led Judas to Gethsemane, armed with swords, lanterns, and spears to capture this man, this commander of the armies of the Lord. And yet this man wears no armor, has no weapon, and stands in front of no army. But he enters the battle alone, naked, and bound. Joyfully, the devil struck his back. Gleefully, he thrusted him up on a tree and slashed open his side. The war was bloody and painful, for war always is. It brought suffering, pain, destruction, and death. Yet that death became the devil's undoing. The nails became Christ's sword. The cross became his iron chariot, and his blood became his armor. For Christ has taken away the armor in which the devil trusted. He died, but he could not stay dead, for he has kept the law of God perfectly and made a perfect payment for the sins of man. So he ripped open death's belly, rendering Satan impotent, weak, and powerless. His weapons are gone, his armor is no more. You are the spoils of war. Christ claimed you as his own, plundering Satan's kingdom and making you sons of God's kingdom. What condemned you, Christ has fulfilled. What you could not defeat, Christ has defeated. What you did not want to leave, for no sinner wanted to leave the kingdom of the devil. They're quite happy and content where they are. Yet Christ entered in. Christ broke through. Christ grabbed you. Christ dragged you out. This is what we call holy baptism. In love, your parents threw you into the font, into the front lines of that battle, knowing that you were lost and condemned on your own, and the finger of God, who is the Holy Spirit, through that water drove out your demonic captors and claimed you for God's kingdom. The cross of Christ was brought to bear on you. The blood of Christ cleansed you. Baptism's not a nice family tradition. Neither is it the dedication of a child to God, but it's the front lines of war. Depart, you unclean spirit, and make room for the Holy Spirit. It works forgiveness of sins, rescues from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this. Still, the devil doesn't quit. He promises things will be better next time, if you only return to him. He promises you can be in control of your destiny, you can make your own decisions, you can be free and independent, you can prioritize your life however you choose. And so he uses COVID, financial strain, and war between nations to urge you to reevaluate your life and your priorities. And we all know that we never spend as much time on the things that truly matter as we should. Spend more time with your kids, he says. See your parents. Go and take that family vacation that you've always wanted. Don't waste this moment, for you only have it once. Don't spend this time driving to church, sitting in pews, for you know all that, you've done all that, you can always go later. You see, the war is over, but the devil has not given up. He has no weapons that can harm you. He only speaks, yet his words are filled with charm and with venom. Do not listen. You are not the stronger man. Anything. He will do anything so that you leave God and return to him. He doesn't need you to renounce Christianity. He only needs you to not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, St. Paul says. He only needs you to have a higher priority than word and sacrament, to make a decision that doesn't involve receiving Christ. You see, he can't break into God's kingdom. He can't force you to leave. He can't drag you out, for Christ is the stronger man. So those who leave, leave of their own accord. They choose the devil over Christ, his lies over God's promises. And their fate is worse than the first. An apostate person, family, or nation is far worse off than them that never believed. You must recognize where you live in the front lines of battle. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Christ fights for you. You need only to be still. Let God be God. Let him be the Savior, the stronger man who protects and defends you by his word and sacraments. Believe his word. Order your whole life around receiving that word and living in his word. Mary, the mother of our Lord, was blessed, not simply because she is the mother of Jesus, but also because she treasured up that word and she pondered it in her heart. For that word is your rock, your fortress, and your sword. Blessed are you who treasure this word of God. Through the word, the Spirit fortifies your heart and keeps you safe. Through the word, he reveals the devil's lies. Through the word, he comforts you with the knowledge that Christ has declared, it is finished. The battle has been fought. The war is over. Christ is risen. The devil must flee. Death must be weak, and the grave must be powerless. And you must be God's beloved, his joy and his crown, not simply some possession, but citizens of his kingdom, adopted heirs with Christ of all things. There was war in heaven. God won. There was war on Calvary. God won. There is war on earth. God will win. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.